One of the most popular Christmas songs of all time is changing. People are upset about this.
Including this guy.
You're upset about this. Yeah. We're going to get to it coming up in just a second. First, Taylor Swift is going to receive the Artist of the Decade trophy at this year's American Music Awards ceremony. The old school Taylor Swift. I'm playing that song for a reason. I'll tell you why in just a second. But Taylor has won more AMAs than any other artist this decade and more AMAs than any female artist in history. There's only one artist who has ever received the Artist of the Decade trophy, and that was one Mr. Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, he won it in 2000 because he dominated music back in the 90s.
Yeah, he was huge.
Are the AMAs typically more like country rock?
No, country was just really big back then at the moment. So they said that Taylor Swift's impact on music this decade is undeniable, and her performances on the AMAs have been truly spectacular. So they're so excited to have her. That's a huge honor.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the biggest artists of the decade, you think Taylor Swift, you think Ed Sheeran, Lil Jon, and that's about it. Right?
Yeah, but when you consider that when you consider this is an award that like Madonna hasn't won, really big.
Because to stay relevant for a decade is a lot of good work and a lot of good timing and perseverance and all that.
Taylor has changed things up a lot. She's actually also celebrating the video for her song You Belong With Me. That was the song we just played. It has officially racked up 1 billion views, which means she now has 5 videos with at least a billion views online, which is huge.
Yeah. Good for her.
I could retire just off of that revenue alone. Right?
Oh, you could retire off of, 100% what she has in her wallet, literally in cash. You'd be good to go. So remember last year, the song Baby It's Cold Outside became a huge topic of conversation around the holidays?
Baby, it's cold outside. The answer is no. But baby, it's cold outside.
Some radio stations actually pulled it off air. There was a big kerfuffle surrounding it. People were saying, you know, the lyrics are outdated, especially with the Me Too movement happening right now. They said the song is basically about a man who's trying to persuade a woman to stay at his place when she was saying no. And he says creepy things like, what's in that drink? That is a creepy line, let's be real. But the song is 75 years old, right?
Yes, very outdated.
So Kelly Clarkson and John Legend have updated the song. And they haven't released it yet, so I can't play it for you. We're going to play it for you next week. Well, not the whole thing, but we'll hear some of it.
Teasers or any...
I'll tell you a little bit about the lyrics, okay? The new reimagined version of Baby It's Cold Outside goes a little something like Kelly Clarkson saying, I've got to go away, and which John Legend will say, I can call you a ride, instead of trying to force her to stay.
I'll call you an Uber.
Exactly. Kelly Clarkson says, what will my friends think? John Legend says, I think they should rejoice.
Okay.
As in, it doesn't matter. It's you do what you want. Right. Nobody's going to judge you. She says, if I have one more drink, and he says, your body, your choice in this song. I mean, I'm not making it sound as poetic as it'll sound in the song.
Okay, but what are the actual lyrics that they're going to say?
Those are the lyrics. Not the Uber part, but he does say, I'll call you a ride. Anyway, I will play some of that for you when it drops. A lot of people are a little upset that they're changing the original lyrics, but...
Yeah, somebody just texted us. I think changing this song is worse than Moving Halloween.
Not only that, we also changed we learned the ABC song changed yesterday too.
Right.
So a lot of change happening and not everybody is coping well.
The world is upside down right now.
All right, it is not Halloween. I was going to say until we go trick-or-treating, but that's not true this year, is it? It's not Halloween until we play Thriller by Michael Jackson. It's on the Beat 92.5. And coming up, your chance to take Sam down on Halloween.